are many times when we bite our lip and say nothing. Then there are those occasions when we do not bite our lip. We open our mouth and we bite our head off. We let rip. Remember the time when Jesus cleansed the temple, when he overthrew the tables of the money changers and gave them a piece of his mind. He let them have it that day. He showed them. Mind you, he was crucified by them just 4 days later. So beware before letting rip. Jesus had been in the temple many times before and not said a word. Think about that. Why on those occasions did Jesus bite his lip and back off and sit in his hands and do nothing? Was it a lack of courage? Don't think so. Was it lack of perception? No. Was it lack of motivation? No. Was it lack of opportunity? No. I suggest it was because there are times in life to bite our lip, and there are times in life to keep our powder dry. There are so many wrongs all around us, we cannot right them all at once. Sometimes we have to use the patience of anglers. Sometimes we have to wait for things to ripen, like farmers. Sometimes we have to prayerfully wait for God's green light. Jesus did not attack slavery. Jesus did not raise the subject of homosexuality. Jesus did not condemn the Roman invasion of Palestine. Jesus did not overturn the tables of brothels. You see, we can only play the martyr once. We've only one life to give. The one time Jesus did cleanse the temple, they killed him. At least the martyr can choose when and over what to be the martyr. By the way, Jesus did not lose his life for temple corruption. Jesus gave his life for the salvation of us all. So pick and choose your fights. Don't lose your life by being too scared and always biting your lip. But don't throw away your life too cheaply either. There are more good causes than one life can be martyred for. So choose wisely and make our martyrdom worth it.